Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Steve. Can I start get your 16-digit reservation code?
Yes, Steve. Let me give you. It's a 2511-0401-0026-9348.
Okay. Let me pull up your information very real fast.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you said 2511-0401-0026-9348?
No,
47. Oh, 47, okay, sorry.
47, yeah.
Okay, I'll try one more time. Okay, is this J&R Beauty exclusive?
Yeah, J&R Beauty exclusive. My name is Wilson Janes.
Okay, and how do you spell that?
Mr. Wilson, W-I-L-S-O-N.
Oh, Wilson, and okay.
Janet is Y-A-N-E-S.
Okay, and now what's a good phone number for you in case we get disconnected here?
Yes, it's 323-697-7051.
Okay. I'm just going to verify some information here I have on file, and I can answer some questions. Billing address is still 735 half via Altamira.
That's my home address. The business address is 807.
Okay.
West Whittier Boulevard, Montebello, California, 90640.
Perfect.
Yes. That's okay. The business, and the 735 is my home address.
Okay, I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you structure your company? Is it a LLC? Is it a...
No, the company is like a partnership.
Okay. Is it a sole prop?
It's a partnership, but also I kind of corporate, but until end of this year, I'm going to do like a DBA. JNR is going to be a DBA part of the corporate. But okay. Right now it's a partnership.
Okay, so right now it's a partnership?
Yes, it's Roberto Ruiz. That's my partnership.
Okay. And how long have you... Perfect. And how long have you guys been in business for?
Yeah, this is for increase inventory.
I'm sorry?
What is your question about?
Oh, how long have you guys been in business?
Oh, since February 2012.
Okay, perfect. Okay, so, you know, we have many programs available, so depending on your specific needs here, let me know what you're looking to do so I can point you in the right direction.
Yeah, because right now, just 2 weeks ago, I finished to pay my other loan from another company, what is Khan Capital.
Okay.
And they just give me an offer right now, but I just want to know what is your offer. I just require, I just need $120,000.
120.
That's
okay.
The same amount. Yeah, the same amount I just got from them last time, and right now I just see the interest, what they offer to me, and I just want to know how much you can offer to me.
Okay. Do you already have the approval?
No. They just sent me everything because I just finished. I had a history already with them, so they just told me okay, everything is gonna be okay. I just spoke to them before I started to this phone call.
Uh-huh.
And I just want to, you can send me an email, all the application to send me everything that you need, and you can start working, and I will see whoever give me better offer, that's the one I'm going to get it. I want to be honest with you.
Sure. Yeah, no, I respect that, of course. And I'm going to be honest with you too. I just need to go a little bit deeper into it. What are you going to use the 124?
It's to buy inventory, to buy supplies.
Oh, nice.
All day.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And how much inventory are you looking to buy? About 120K worth?
Yeah, everything. Because okay. there is three companies I'm interested to buy 40,000 of each company. Because if I get a 40,000, I just get an extra 10% discount.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, 10% is a good money.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, how many times can you push that inventory, you think? Do you think you do roll it over three times?
Excuse me? What, can you say that again?
So when you buy the inventory, so when you buy the 120,000, how much do you think you can make off of that? Do you think you can turn over the inventory about a couple times?
Yeah, no, I just gonna buy the inventory. I'm gonna work with every 3 months I had to, they change the deals.
Mm-hmm.
So by 3 months I had to sell everything that I purchased, and I want to get it again.
Right. Yeah, no, I gotcha. How much can you make off of that?
It's about like 35 extra.
Okay.
Yeah, 35 points.
Nice. Okay. Yeah, so that's pretty good then.
Yeah, it's a good margin.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. And when were you looking to get it? As soon as possible?
As soon as possible. Yeah, as soon as possible. Because the deal, I have to place the order by the day after tomorrow.
Okay. Absolutely. Well, you called the right place. You know, we can really get you an answer pretty fast here. Okay. Now, when you said you were looking at Can Capital, now did they give you an offer already?
Yeah, they are working right now because
it's
going to be almost the same.
Okay.
Yeah, they already 2 weeks ago I finished to pay off the other 120 they gave me last year.
Uh-huh.
So they just told me they're going to try to look for a better deal.
Oh, okay.
A better deal, but enough is going to stay the same.
Okay, I get what you're saying. The only reason I ask that is just because if you get an approval with them, if you can send that over to us, because what we have here is a meet or beat policy, so we can probably, I guarantee you, we can probably beat whatever they have to offer you. So what I always tell people is, because we have a lot of people that go shopping around. I'm sorry?
Yeah, let me check what it was the last agreement, okay?
Yeah, we can do that. Let me ask you some more questions here. How would you rate your credit?
Excuse me?
How would you rate your credit?
What does that mean?
Your credit. So, is your credit good, bad, somewhere in the middle?
Oh, no, my credit score or my social security, that one is good.
Okay. Do you
About like a 7, or I'm not sure if there is a 760 or something like that.
Nice. Okay. So that's good. So that's really good there. Great. Okay. And just out of curiosity, have you gone to your bank at all? Like your local bank to see what they could do for you?
No, you mean the Chase? I had a Chase account, but I don't know. They are very high interest.
Yeah, they are sometimes.
Yeah, it's not working. Last year, I tried to do it first through the bank, but it's almost double the interest.
I gotcha.
But it's not working for me.
Right, absolutely not, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I see here all the documentation, the Can Capital. Okay. Mm-hmm. It was 264 payments or $501.98. And what they deposit to my account is $109,500.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah, that one it was last year.
Okay.
So it was $501.98 times 264 payment.
Okay, perfect. So you've worked with the working capital. So you pretty much know how it works. Okay, awesome.
Yeah.
Now, what are your sales looking like? How much did you guys do in sales about last year?
Last year, on the taxes, it was $1,398,000.
Mm-hmm. Great. Are you guys on track to beat that this year, or are you guys going to be about the same?
Excuse me?
Are you going to beat that this year, or are you guys on track about the
no,
same?
No, it's going to be more.
More?
It's going to be more.
Awesome. Cool.
Yeah, because last year, I requested the money to open a new location.
Mm-hmm.
So we have three locations now.
Oh, you have three locations. That's great. All right.
Three locations. Yeah. Two is under... The JNR I just started in January, and my bookkeeper told me JNR is gonna be a DBA or the my corporate because I had a corporation.
Okay.
So the other two business I don't put it in, even though they have it, they started to have it all the money into to those accounts.
Mm-hmm.
But the main person probably JNR. And the other two business, one is making let's see, it's 300,000 dollars a year, and the other one is making almost 500,000.
Okay.
From the other two locations, plus JNR. JNR is now I think it's gonna be more than 2 million on all the three locations.
That's awesome.
Yes, it's gonna be good.
I guess everybody needs beauty supplies, yeah.
Yeah.
Right on.
Yeah, right. My taxes, what I declare here in the state, it was for the every 3 months it's almost 400 on this on JNR, and the one in Las Vegas, that one is for every 3 months we declare almost 160.
Wow. Okay.
So, yeah, okay. But I'm gonna do it through JNR Beauty because that's the one I just get more money into it.
Yeah, absolutely. I gotcha. Okay, perfect. Let's see here.
But I don't know if you want the reference of the other two locations. I can get the bank account payments and everything.
Yeah, it might help. We can go into more of that if I need it. Let me see here. Now, on your bank statements, because I'll have to look at your bank statements, how do those look? Are those pretty solid? Like good cash flow, good ending balances, good beginning balances? No negative days or anything?
Yeah, there is. On a couple of months, I want to be honest with you. On a couple of months, there was negative. The reason it was, there it was like three times, I think. I'm not sure. I don't want to lie to you. But it was negative. The reason on that is because my bookkeeper was out of town,
mm-hmm.
And he was the one was control my accounts to make sure do the transfer from one account to other accounts and everything. But everything was paid as a normal regular.
Okay, that wasn't last month, was it?
It was 2 months ago.
2 months ago. Okay.
Yeah, 2 months. Yeah.
Okay, that should be fine. That should be okay.
Yeah, he was. I can send it to you all the whole year statement. But I want to be honest with you. Yeah, and also because he was the one. He was the one to control all of my accounts because I travel all the time for other locations. I don't have time to look at into my account.
Okay.
So when the bank, they just call me. Hey, you need to do a transfer. This is the time I do it. My bookkeeper he got sick and he was out of town for revalidation. For 2 months, and I said, "Oh my God, I need to find out somebody to be 100% there in my office."
Right. Yeah. Okay. Well, cool, man. Yeah, I definitely think that we can do something for you here. I'm seeing if I have anything. And you don't have any current loans out right now, right?
No, I don't have anything at all.
No loans. Okay, perfect.
Yeah, the only credit that I have right now is the cargo van, the company, but it's under company and a cosigner.
Okay. Oh yeah, you're.
But I don't have a loan with
okay.
No one.
You're 100% owner, right?
No. I'm 50.
Oh, 60.
Yeah, 50, and my other partner is 50.
Okay. So you're 50-50?
Yeah, 50-50.
Okay. We might. I'm just saying, because we do have programs that you can do half ownership, but we might just need to get his signature as well to get you into a better program.
Yeah, actually, I can use you. That's no problem.
Okay, perfect. Cool. Let me see here. I don't think I have an email. What's a good email for you?
It's JR.
JR?
Beauty Exclusive. @hotmail.com.
At Hotmail?
Yeah, at Hotmail.com.
Okay.
Yeah, the same name of the company, but it's only JR, not N.
Okay.
JR Beauty Exclusive at Hotmail.com.
Okay, I got it. Okay, so what we'll do here is I will send you this email. It'll have just like a short list of the little paperwork that we'll need. It's very simple. It's just the application, your 6 months of recent bank statements, tax return, and if you want, because I'm sure you guys take credit cards as payments, don't you?
Excuse me?
Like when people come in to buy stuff, do they use a credit card to pay for it?
Oh, yeah. The merchant service.
Merchant statements. That would help, too.
Yeah. What I'm gonna send it to you, all the statements for all the three locations that I have it.
Okay.
I'm gonna email to you everything that I have it, but you can just look at it for everything and see what you can do for me.
Awesome. Yeah, that'd be great. Sounds good. And then, you know, it is early enough today. Possibly I could maybe get you an answer today. I'm not sure. But no later than tomorrow, probably. And then I could probably get you the money, probably, you know, 72 hours.
Okay.
All right. And I'll send an email to you. You should get it about 5 minutes, and then you should think you get the paperwork over to me today.
Okay. Yeah. And just send me your email, and I can reply from your email.
Yeah,
absolutely. I can reply with all the documentation and everything.
Perfect. Yeah. It'll have all my contact information. So, you know, if you have any questions, give me a call.
Yes, okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Talk soon.
Okay, I will. Okay, bye-bye.